What's going on, you saturated bikini bottoms? Welcome to Gruntspeak Not So Live, and it's National No SpongeBob Day, where the residents of Bikini Bottom, except for SpongeBob, have their version of the Burning Man. I wish I was making this up.
No, it's a real thing.
If they have a holiday for that, there's a holiday for everything.
This is ridiculous.
Yes, but holy hot damn.
We keep using that one, but it's so good.
It is so good. It's time for, well, I mean, it doesn't.
All right, hang on.
It's not a video. Well, not technically, but we have to use it. We have to show it.
Yeah, we have to.
The fuck? Ha
I love that.
Today's New Tech exclusive story.
All right, I love this.
Body cam video. Man called 911 to complain about cold fries from McDonald's. Police find out that he's a murder suspect on the run, and he ends up eating pavement instead of fast food.
Yeah, first of all, I'm just going to say, what this man did is something an individual with an IQ under 80 would do.
Yeah, this is the this is a Darwin Award situation right here. I mean, at least he didn't shoot the McDonald's employee for giving him cold fries like another stunning and brave individual of a certain melanin persuasion did in New York City.
Yep, yep.
But I guess you get what you get.
Now, I personally, I really don't eat that much fast food.
No.
I'm not a fan of the fries, but, if you're in a fast food place, it should be hot because it was made fast.
You would think.
You would think, yeah.
I mean, the friction alone from the speed.
Ah, whoa.
Just keep it nice and hot. Let's check this out. This guy's, oh, man, this is the kind of stuff that you would think would make for, like, bad network television. So this is in Georgia. Called 911 to complain about getting cold fries from a McDonald's on Friday. However, the man seems to have forgotten that he's a murder suspect on the run from police.
Okay.
Antoine Sims, 24, got into an argument with the staff of a McDonald's in Kennesaw, Georgia. He was upset that his order was taking too long and his fries were cold.
So now our food is sitting there cold, he explains to the officer. So when I come up, I try the fries. The fries are lukewarm, but they're not hot.
Or should I say, but they're not hot. Hey-o!
Well, that's a moving one.
Moving butts. Winning.
Yeah, woo-woo!
The manager of the restaurant reportedly offered Sims a refund, but he declined the offer because he said it would take days for the money to be returned to his bank account. I guess, in his
All
line
right.
of work, he's
so
used to
you
cash.
Argue with the guy, they concede, we're going to give your money back, and
not good enough.
Not good enough. Well, he did. If he probably paid with the card.
Yeah.
And then they're like, they can only return it to you in the form that you got it. Like, if he paid cash, then they usually give you cash back. But, if you pay with the card, it goes back to the card.
Mm-hmm.
And then he probably got in a fight with them because he wanted them to violate their own store policy and give him cash.
Yep. That's one thing I do not miss about working in retail. Is entitled schmucks coming in there, violating the rules, and then they get pissed at you for upholding policy. And then sometimes these people will call, they'll go over your head, they'll talk to regional or district, whatever the hell, and then you get in trouble for upholding the policies that they hold a gun to your head over.
Yep.
It's the dumbest shit ever.
Yep, that happens all the time.
I was like, so let me get this straight. You set the rules. I'm there to follow them. I follow them, and I still get in trouble?
Why am I here?
Well, exactly. Why the fuck am I here?
That's right.
Kiss my ass.
That's but, exactly what I... Ooh.
She's going to be on well on her way to Tyrannosaurus rexitis. You see the curvature there?
Oh, yeah,
and the
yeah.
There? Yeah, that thing's happened.
That thing is growing.
That's why you strike why the iron is hot.
The banana pudding.
It's on its way. It's on its way. And both Sims and the McDonald's employees called 911 over the dispute. The owner said he was cursing at him and wanted him to leave and to be issued a criminal trespass warning, says Kennesaw Police Officer David Buchanan. I don't ever want him back here, the manager of the McDonald's told an officer, according to the police report. I mean, dude's obviously on probation. He's got an ankle bracelet on. The plot thickens.
Oh, okay.
So police gathered his side of the story and requested dispatch run a check on Sims through the database. An officer asked Sims to sign a document vowing that he won't trespass at this McDonald's location in the future. The cop urges Sims to get closer to sign the paperwork, but he quickly backs off. This is when we get into the video itself, so pictures are better than words.
Here we go.
All right, Mr. Sims, come over here. I'm going to have you sign this.
Oh, my God.
I'm not under arrest or anything, am I?
He knows he's wanted.
Sir, come over here. I'm going to have you sign this real quick.
I said, I'm not under arrest.
No, you're not.
Well, it's not like you're on probation or anything.
You have to sign it saying that you're not coming back to the property.
So you'll fill this part out.
Oh, my God.
Can I see it, sir?
Yeah. Can you come over here, man?
No, I'm afraid of y'all, sir.
Why are you afraid
of y'all? I'm afraid of y'all.
He knows he's going down.
I'm going to walk you through. Why are you doing that?
I know how to fill it out.
Why are you doing that?
I know how to fill it out. Am I under arrest?
Yeah.
Don't listen.
The guy fell down. All right. Now, these cops, what is going on here?
I'm not getting a good enough look at his arms to know if he's like, Donut Donald. But
yeah, I think he is a Donut Donald.
Got him!
All right, here
Contact.
We go.
Contact! Backside!
Here we go.
Oh!
Face plant!
Put your hands out! Hands out! Do not move!
Sounds like his woman when he's done with her.
Now listen. I've been tased, and that's a long 5 seconds.
Oh, I bet it is.
That's a. You know what? That would be funny if we can get a taser like that and we tase each other on camera.
Oh, why? Hi, I'm Terrence Pop, and welcome to Jackass. This is the taint taser.
No, we won't be doing any specific tasing.
No. It's all bad. But
between the taser and the pepper spray is much worse.
Really?
Oh my God!
It's just the burning. Does it last so much longer afterwards?
Yeah, like 12 fucking hours.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah.
No good there at all. So let's dive back into the story here. So I was wondering why he had the ankle bracelet on. So Buchanan noted it's very unusual that someone, knowing he's wanted by the police, would call the police.
Yep.
But, hang on.
I never saw that one. Oh, there we
that go. Is exactly what Mr. Sims did. Sims was previously charged with a 2018 murder of an Adelisa Murdatovic in Johns Creek. Sounds Russian. Her body was found inside of a burning car after an alleged drug deal turned deadly. Shocker.
Oh, my God.
There were three suspects in the murder. Two turned themselves into authorities, but Sims went on the run. I wonder which one was guilty. In April 2019, U.S. Marshals captured Sims in Wisconsin. He was charged with homicide, arson, and concealing the death of another. He was currently out on bond, due back in court in July to enter his plea, but never showed up. So they had a bench warrant out in Fulton County for failure to appear in court.
So this is just a bench warrant.
Yes. They also found 31 grams of Mary Jane Duyuana in his fiance's car, as well as evidence of distribution. Somebody didn't learn their lessons.
Well, first of all, you know how I feel about the whole prosecuting for marijuana.
Especially now that we have a so-called administration that's going to trade a Russian arms dealer for a pothead basketball player.
Yep.
I mean, considering the VP loved to throw people in prison for weed truancy and keep them in there after their sentences. Okay, if you're going to do that, every pothead in this country needs to be released from prison. Period. Make it federally legal, release all these people from jail, and take some of the taxpayer burden off of us, please, for the love of God.
But yeah, I mean, now, I don't know the details of this whole death thing. It sounds to me like they were buying drugs, he was in the car, she got shot, got killed, and they charged everyone in the car with murder.
I mean, she could have been a target. She could have been collateral damage. Either way, they tried to hide it. So,
Yeah, I'm just saying that, you know, it is what it is, and the cop is absolutely correct. Yeah, normally, if you're wanted by the cops, you don't want to have interactions with the cops.
I'm on the run, man. I better call the cops because I want my warm fries.
Yeah, and you know what? I mean, staying in the area is just stupid as well. If you're going to go on the run, you need to get the fuck out of Dodge. Get away from everyone
and maybe
possibly know you.
Yeah, and maybe don't keep committing crimes.
Yeah.
I mean, or if you're going to distribute marijuana out of the trunk of your fiance's car, maybe go to a state where it's legal.
Yep. I don't know. I mean,
this dude had options. I mean, he's what, 1,500 miles away from where he was arrested for the murder, which was Wisconsin. He's in Georgia now.
Mm-hmm.
And he couldn't go to another state that actually had federally legal weed.
I don't
think it's federally legal, but legal weed. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I know.
Wow.
But you know, this is another thing that's going to become a major problem moving forward. Is there's so many goddamn laws on the books. Like, they can literally walk in your house, find two or three things to put you in prison for 7 years.
Yep. And that's what leftism brings to your country. Bureaucracy and authoritarianism. It's intrinsic to the ideology, and don't let any leftoid tell you otherwise.
Absolutely correct.
If you want to know how stupid leftoids are, there is actually a book out there called Why Women Have Better Sex Under Socialism, and it talks about economic independence in the subtitle.
Really?
There's the left's brain housing disconnect in a fucking nutshell.
Wow.
Yeah, socialism and economic independence really go together.
No, they do not. No, they do not.
Wow, there's an oxymoron for you on No SpongeBob Day. Can we dispense with the holidays? Okay, just have holidays that actually mean something. For the love of God.
Yeah, I'm getting tired of all these, like, different.
And if you watch the YouTube video that we posted today also, it's a National Lemon Meringue Pie Day.
Yeah, all in one day.
All in one day. Yeah. All these holidays.
My God. But still, the last one was perfect.
Yes. Any final thoughts for this stunning and brave BIPOC gentleman who's obviously he's been brutalized by the police? You know, BLM is going to come out and they're going to say that this cop used excessive force. You know, he shot a man in the back with a taser while he was running away. Yeah, it's called resisting arrest.
Yep, it is.
But you know that's going to happen. Or should I say, but you know that's going to happen.
That's a good one there. Ooh.
She just curved slightly enough to keep the naughty bits off display.
That's full German.
Full German. Those are your favorite.
I like it.
Any final thoughts?
Well, don't run from the cops.
And if you are on the run from the cops, maybe don't call the cops.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds like common sense. It's not common anymore. It's a superpower.
But this is what happens. This is what happens when you vote Democrat.
Yeah, he knew he was going to jail.
Well, I mean, think about it. These are the same people who think that guns are too dangerous to be left in the hands of the average civilian. Okay? Only the police need to have guns. Okay? State-sanctioned Second Amendment, right? But then we wanted to fund the police because they're, you know, a representation, a microcosm of an evil, systemically racist system.
Like I've said before, though, as I completely understand everyone's frustration, and we can address that in another show.
Yes, we can. Defund the police and fund the sheriffs. Hmm. Make your law enforcement electable, and they will be accountable.
That makes sense.
In a perfect world.
Yeah.
See you next time.
Take it easy.